Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Power Episode number 11. Hey, you guys, this is Pat Council. I'm the Power Lady, and I am so excited to be talking to you today on this Veterans Day. This will be a short show today because it's Veterans Day, and I want to say happy Veterans Day to all of my fellow veterans. That's right. I served in the Army and loved it. And so, happy Veterans Day to all of you. But what I wanted to talk about just briefly is the fact that I am proud to be an American and how awesome this country really is. Now, some of you, if you're listening to this and you're saying, do you know what's going on in this country? Yes, of course I do. But as my friends tell me, I look at life through rose-colored glasses. And what that means is it doesn't mean that I don't see what isn't working. It doesn't mean I don't see what appears not to be right. Doesn't mean I don't see that. But what it does mean that I'm looking through rose-colored glasses because I'm looking for the best. Because when you look towards the best, you're going to find solutions. You're going to become more creative. You're going to be more willing to bring the best out, not just in yourself, but in other people. You're going to be more willing to deliver your very best. You're going to be the person who steps up and say, hey, I'm proud to be an American. And while I'm here, I'm going to live my life to the fullest. You know, this country provides a lot of great opportunities for us because there are countries where you couldn't possibly get away with complaining about things not being a certain way. They take you out back and shoot you. Okay, that's just being a bit too generous. They wouldn't even take you out back. They just shoot you right where you're standing. And so my point is that in this country, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't work to make things better. Doesn't mean that. What it does mean, though, it does mean that when you work to make things better, it's important that we have the vision of how we want this country to be. It is so easy to complain about the fact that America is not as strong as it used to be, and America is getting weaker, and all of the things that's going wrong in this country. But you know what? Nothing gets better when people constantly point out what's wrong. Okay, once you shine the light on where there's darkness, then there's light. And then at that point, you don't focus on the dark. You focus on the light. And so I am proud to be an American. I am proud to be a part of this country. And I am proud of all the amazing opportunities that this country affords all of us. You know, sometimes I think in terms of a rich kid who doesn't know what it's like not to have, who doesn't know what it's like to be poor because he's never experienced poverty. He doesn't realize how good he has it until he doesn't have it anymore. And I'm saying that to say that this is by far still one of the best countries in the world. And if you don't think it's as strong as it used to be, then I have to ask you, what can you do to help make it stronger? Because you know what happens if, for example, if you're in your home and if you get a leaky roof, are you just going to sit in your house and complain that the roof is leaking? Or are you going to get a roofer out there to take a look at it, give you a bid, and start working on solving that issue, getting a new roof, cleaning it up? So what can we do to make things better? You know, I'll tell you, here are a couple of things we can do. Number one, you can make a commitment to yourself that you are going to become your very best. You're going to become your healthiest self. I did a show, I think it was episode 4 or 5, where I talked about the fact that 74% of Americans are overweight or considered to be almost obese or borderline obese. And so my point is, how can you deliver your best when you don't have the best health? And I'm going to say that, you know, been there, done that. All right. Gained a lot of weight, but I made the decision that this is the only body that I have. So I was going to do my part. The other thing, you know, we talk about income and there's a lot of fighting about income. And the truth of the matter is, I think, and this is not to bash the politicians, but this is my opinion. Okay. But I'm just going to say it is that the reality of it is that people keep looking to the politicians to bring them more money and deliver more. And I have to ask this question, how can they deliver more money if the country is in trillions of dollars of debt? Okay, they can't even keep a budget, stick to a budget. So I'm thinking they're in debt. How can they bring more money to the table? You say, well, how do we get the money? You get more money by really being true to your talents. And I know it sounds silly, so you go, but this goes beyond man. Okay, these are universal laws put in place by God. And the Bible says your talent will make room for you. And so it will provide for you. And so the thing about that is that brings me to the next point, is that we are in fact in a country where, I can actually mention the word God still. So far, so good. So the thing about it is you want to look at, how can you just deliver your very best, you know, your best health? Get the don't allow fear to stop you from stepping out and stepping up into the best that you deserve and getting the best income. And are you really cultivating those fruitful relationships? You know, another thing, we got a pretty high divorce rate. And yeah, I'm one of the guilty, been there, done that. However, it's about learning what to do and how to make it better. Remember, once you shine the light on something, you don't stay focused on the dark. You focus on the light. And so with that being said, I want to say once again to my fellow veterans, I want to wish you a happy Veterans Day. Yeah, this is a short show, you guys. I'm kind of relaxing today. And no matter how you came to be in this country, if you were born here and or you became a citizen after you came here, you're here. You know, so be an American and be proud to be a part of this country. I mean, what passion do you have? You know, what passion do you have that you're holding back? Whatever it is, right now, you know what? Say, I'm going to make a valuable contribution. And if you say, well, I don't want to make a valuable contribution to the country, well, I'm here to tell you, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And if you came here to enjoy the fruits of America, if you were born here and you're enjoying the fruits of America, I can assure you that, listen, a field doesn't continue to bear fruit unless the soil gets tilled, or unless the seeds get planted, unless the seeds get the proper water and the soil is nourished properly. And so what does that mean in terms of us being Americans? If we use our talents, use our gifts, we don't hold back, we make a commitment to ourselves that we're going to be our very best for ourselves and for our family, then you're going to see a lot of challenges disappear. Does that mean they're all going to disappear? No, they're not. But the truth of the matter is, it will get better. See, and people seem to say that the country has, that we used to be this big world power and now we're weak and we're way down, I think like number 21 in terms of a world power and things. If that's the case, then you know what? If we were at the top once, we could be at the top again. The key is not to bash your country, but to be proud of it. And so that's why I'm proud to be an American. I mean, you're not a fair-weathered friend, or at least I'm not a fair-weathered friend. I'm not a fair-weathered friend. In other words, I love the country when everything's going my way and it's going great. But when it isn't, yeah, I'm so not a fan of being a part of this country. No, through thick, through thin, good, bad, ugly, hey, we get in, work it out. It's like family, right? You know, family, you don't always get along, but at the end of the day, you're still family. At the end of the day, you still do your best to work it out. All right. And so I just want to say this, is that I'm fully aware that, you know, no country is without its problems, that our country, just like everything else, is we've got our issues. But I'm still proud to be an American. And instead of me going around blaming and complaining, I'm more interested in solutions. You know, blame creates disconnection. Complaining creates disconnection. We're supposed to be the United States of America. So it creates disconnection when you blame. But when you can come up with solutions in any situation, no matter what it is, solutions solidify. And that's what it's about for me. It's about doing my part to come up with solutions and solve issues that plague our country. Designing Your Life Today, we like bringing you information to help you have better health and more wealth, and to learn how to cultivate those fruitful relationships. These are things that I had to work on myself, and I discovered that there are a lot of people out there that have those exact same challenges. So instead of just saying, I've got mine, you've got yours, you go get yours. No, it's about taking what I've learned and sharing it with someone else and helping them do life with power. Because guess what? When you can each do your part to help someone do life with power, now there's like a whole bunch of us doing life with power, and we're all having fun together. And to me, that's kind of what being an American is about. So I had a great time when I was in the Army. I posted a couple of pictures on Facebook, so you can go to facebook.com/pat.council and you can check it out. Yeah, I look like a little kid there, but there I am. And so you can check that out if you want. Also, I just want to remind you guys as we wrap up for today that on tomorrow, which is Thriving Thursday, I am going to be back to give you the last culprit that prevents success. We're going to talk about that last culprit, and it's a doozy. And we're going to learn how to deal with it. And also, I'm going to give you more specific information about our upcoming series, You Are a Powerful Masterpiece. And we're going to learn how to have better health and more wealth and cultivate fruitful relationships. By the way, on our website, you can go and register to sign up, fill out the form that says learn about passive income. Because instead of just teaching it on the show, I thought, let me see how many people really want to learn this. And I like to know who I'm talking to, because we'll be sending you emails directly to you about passive income and providing you with information that I'm not going to provide to all of our listeners. And so you want to get signed up, because everybody may not be interested in that. And so what we want to do is we want to give you choices. That's another great thing about America. In this country, we've got choices. And I'm going to tell you this story, and then we're going to say goodbye for today. Listen, when I was stationed overseas, and I remember thinking, wow, I can't wait to get back to America, because the country that I was in, they had ice cream. Back then, they only had three flavors: vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. And the truth of the matter is, yeah, I mean, I like all three of those flavors, the whole Neapolitan type ice cream, but my favorites are butter pecan, pistachio, and butter almond. Those are my favorites. And none of that was available to me over there, at least out on the economy. And so as long as I could go to the commissary, I could get some semblance of different flavored ice cream. And something as small as that, that's a big deal, you guys. And so to me, that's what makes America such a great country also, is we do have a lot of choices. Sometimes we have so many choices until we can't even make choices. So we've got tons of flavors here. And I'm guessing that things have changed over there. And hopefully they have. I don't know. Well, I'm here, so I can go get pistachio or whatever I want. And now I'm a gelato fan. But the point is that we do have choices in this country. And you do have unlimited opportunities in this country. And I know people say, well, you know, this country is not that free. But you haven't been to a country that isn't free. I have. And I've seen how they live. And believe me, it's almost like going from a world of color to a world of black and white. And it doesn't look good. They didn't look happy. They didn't thrive. And it's almost like they were kind of like in an assembly line. And I'm speaking figuratively. It just seemed like they were just going through the motions day in and day out for the time that I was there. So believe me, this country, on a scale of 1 to 10, I think we've got it going on. So I'm very proud to be an American. Hey, once again, happy Veterans Day. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow on Thriving Thursday. You guys enjoy the day. Veteran or not, go out and have some fun.